Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this week we're coming at you with my pick of June. And what was our last episode? Because it was a big named actor.
Transporter.
Was Transporter, Jason Statham, that's right. And it was our first Statham movie, so I decided to pick this one because it's our first ever Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. And this was his first ever lead role.
Oh, so was it?
Kind of fitting.
Okay.
And if you haven't figured it out yet, we're talking about Bloodsport from 1988.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he was in a couple of uncredited roles before this. And
okay.
Then he was in another movie. I can't remember what it was called, but he played a gay martial artist is what he was credited as.
Okay.
So yeah, he didn't have a whole lot before this movie.
Fair,
And this one kind of really skyrocketed him to fame for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've seen this before, obviously, right?
Yeah, I mean, this was like kind of a first watch. I don't know. It's been like a very, very, very long time. Like,
Okay.
I've definitely seen bits and pieces of it. I obviously know about it, but like,
Yeah.
yeah, it's pretty much a first watch for me. But you have a confession though.
Okay.
My whole life, I thought Jean-Claude Van Damme was Canadian.
No, he's from Brussels, man.
Yeah, fucking Belgium.
He's the muscles from Brussels.
Okay, I think I've heard that actually, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. There's other French countries in the world. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I didn't know that Belgium was French.
It is actually, yeah. Partially French. I don't think it's fully French,
yeah,
but
no, because
I think
yeah.
it's kind of like us. But yeah, one of our engineers at work, he's from Belgium, and he was French. He would always pass out fucking Belgian waffles, homemade Belgian waffles. And oh my God,
Oof.
if you ever get the opportunity to try authentic Belgian waffles, wow.
Okay.
You don't even need to put anything on them.
Yeah.
So good. But yeah, anyways, we'll get back on track here. Been a while since you've watched it.
Yeah. What about you?
I watched it recently, like a couple years ago, I think.
Okay.
Like, not for the first time, but
Yeah.
That was kind of like my last time watching. It was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was always a big JCVD fan growing up. I thought he was so cool.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't had much exposure to his movies, to be honest. Yeah, I just know he's kind of a meme now, kind of like a, what's his face, the ginger guy.
Chuck Norris?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got legs, man.
Yep.
All right, before we dive too much into this movie, we'll kick off our box office news and booze. What are you drinking this week?
I am drinking a Brauwerk Hoffmann Schwarzbier. I don't know. It's
Okay.
the German brewery across from my house. So,
Okay.
yeah.
All right. I'm not drinking anything nearly as fancy as that. Just having
Okay.
a Michelob.
Nice.
What have you been watching this week?
A few things. So, watched a Minecraft movie. It
One
absolutely.
star. Oh, shit.
I fucking hated this movie so much.
Okay.
I almost shut it off, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I love Jack Black.
Yeah.
I could not stand him in this movie.
Yeah, I really wasn't a big fan of him in this movie.
Just constantly yelling and screaming. Like, I was so getting so annoyed, and like,
Yeah.
I didn't think Jason Momoa worked in this movie.
Okay.
I found him annoying too, and like, just look that they gave him. I thought it was so ridiculous.
That was hilarious.
And like, I don't know, the whole story. Like, I will say this movie is fucking gorgeous. And I would buy the 4K just because of how good it looks. But honestly, I'll probably never watch this movie again in my life.
But you've never played the game, have you?
Yeah, I've played it.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, I
I
feel
didn't play
like.
much of it. Like, I wasn't one of those guys who spent hours and hours and hours building these crazy worlds and stuff. But, like, yeah, I played a decent amount of it.
Okay. Because I think that's why I kind of liked it. Like, I've played it a little bit, but like Brady and Hunter play it all the fucking time. So I really liked what they did with the movie in regards to kind of keeping it true to the game with certain things. I don't know.
But yeah, I did not like it at all.
I see
But
that.
then I finally watched Brokeback Mountain. First watch for me. What a fucking amazing movie. Holy shit.
I've never watched it in its entirety.
It's sad, man. It's really good
Yeah.
too. Like, I'm glad I finally watched it because, like, for the longest time when it first came out and like for like a decade after, it was just kind of like, people laughing about it, making fun of it and stuff like that. But really fucking good. And like Gyllenhaal and Ledger, like Ledger should have fucking won the Oscar for this that year. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. It's on Crave too, if
Yeah.
I watched The Royal Tenenbaums. That was the first watch for me. I'm kind of going th trying to see if I'm a fan of the
Wes
director,
Anderson.
Wes Anderson.
I know he's so hit and miss.
I think like I liked this movie. I thought it was fun, but like yeah, so I'm gonna continue watching it. Then I finally watched The Kingsman. That's the third movie in the Kingsman series. Yeah, not that great,
No.
to be honest. It wasn't really that much like comedy and action. It's kind of more serious.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Then I watched Trainwreck Poop Cruise on Netflix.
I saw you logged that. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Definitely recommend watching it. It's like only an hour long, I think.
Okay.
And with all the cruises you guys go on, like
We've got on one. What do you mean?
I thought it was like a yearly thing.
No, we've been on
Oh,
one cruise.
okay. Anyway,
We want to go on more, but.
yeah, there you go. But this is batshit crazy. Basically, they're in the Gulf of Mexico, or sorry, Gulf of America. And there was a fire on the cruise ship, and they lose power. So obviously, the toilets don't work, and then they end up being stranded in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico for 6 days.
Oh no.
And I don't remember this happening. I'm sure I saw it on happened in like 20 2000 2010, I don't know, sorry, 2020 or something like that. Anyway, it is recent, but yeah, definitely recommend checking it out. It's wild.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be
Yeah,
funny,
it's on
I guess.
Netflix. Yeah. And then last night I threw on War of the Worlds,
Nice.
movie I watched quite a bit growing up. It's all right. Not one of Cruise's best. And I forgot
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg directed it too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Nice. Fuck,
That's
you
it.
watched a decent amount.
I did, yeah. And I started, while I was waiting for you, I started Predator Killer of Killers or whatever.
Got halfway through it last night.
Yeah, fucking
Yeah.
10 minutes. I'm like, dude, this is fucking sick.
Yeah, man,
It
the animation is so fucking cool.
is, yeah.
Yeah. It
Yeah,
reminds me
but.
like it could be like a Love, Death, and Robots skit, but like a full-length
Yeah,
movie.
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. But that's all I've watched since we last talked about Kronos last week.
Okay,
Yeah,
all right.
haven't really been watching anything. Watched,
Fair.
yeah, half of that last night.
Nice.
Sarah and I are watching America's Got Talent. I think I've already told you that.
Yeah.
And the other night she was like, 'cause like When it's nighttime, like I go to the living room, she goes to bed. She's usually laying there watching either a show or reading a book, and I do the same thing because we like different things. And the one night she was like, "Well, like, why don't you come like just chill in bed?" I'm like, "All right." So I brought my Kindle into bed, and she throws on Love Island for her to watch, and I was like, "I'm gonna read a couple chapters and then go to bed." And I was glued to Love Island for the entire hour and a half. I was like, for fuck's sake, I'm like, this is why I don't come in here.
We started the new Love Island season, and like,
It's fucking crazy.
we've only watched, I think, maybe 2.5 episodes, but
Yeah.
I forget how long those seasons are. They're like 28 episodes, and like some
Oh,
episodes
yeah.
are like 1.5 hours, like 2
Yeah.
hours long. It's like, jeez, man.
Oh, I think they play like 5 days a week, too. It's crazy.
Is it? I thought it's week once a week.
No, it's more than
Oh,
that.
fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. Let's go to this box office. All right. In fifth place, we have Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Brought
Okay.
in 6.4 mil. Lilo and Stitch is in fourth place. Brought in 9.7. Elio is in third place, which has got to be the worst opening weekend for a Pixar movie. It brought in 20.8 million. 28 Years Later is in second place, and it brought in 30 million.
Okay.
So a horror movie beat out a Pixar movie. Pretty cool. And in first place, again, we have How to Train Your Dragon with 36.5 million.
Nice.
Was it our last episode on this podcast? You asked if I thought How to Train Your Dragon would do better or Lilo and Stitch. So after 2 weeks in the box office, How to Train Your Dragon's at 160 million. This is domestic. And then Lilo and Stitch after 3 weeks, I think it's been 3 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks, might be
It's
3 weeks.
brought, oh, sorry, five weekends.
Oh, okay.
386 million. So How to
Okay.
Train Your Dragon is on a better trajectory, but
Yeah.
we'll see if it dies off.
Yeah.
All right, what do we have for 4Ks?
4Ks. So 4Ks, we got Snow White live action. We got Fascination. Interesting.
Cool cover.
It is.
I like that.
Minecraft movie or different Minecraft. The Shiver of the Vampires.
Okay.
All right. The Peacemaker. Clooney and Kidman. Road Trip on 4K.
Okay.
All right. Mouse Hunt. Dude, I used to watch that movie so much.
That was a fucking good
I
movie.
fucking love that movie.
Yeah. It's been a minute since I've watched it, but that
Yeah,
was
me
good.
too. Yeah. Lethal Weapon on 4K. Different Lethal Weapon. Megan the Steelbook. I kind of like that Steelbook.
Yeah, that's
That's
cool.
cool.
I like that.
Slave of the Cannibal God.
You'll be getting that. You love cannibal movies.
Looks interesting. Last Cannibal World.
Okay.
All right. The Monkey
I got that
on
one.
4K. Oh, did you?
I had it pre-ordered, yeah.
Nice. Ooh, Long Legs.
Sweet.
Steelbook. That's a fucking sick cover. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of movies this week. Holy shit.
Did you watch Long Legs? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, I've seen it
Yeah,
twice. Yeah.
twice, okay.
Novocaine. Good movie. Dark City. Palindromes. Daleks Invasion Earth.
Okay.
Doctor Who and the Daleks. I see a trend here. Jack the Ripper. Eaten Alive.
Okay.
Interesting. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Fuck, I might get that actually.
Yeah, the 4K. The new one comes out, I think, this week, I
Soon.
think, doesn't
Yeah.
it?
Yeah, I think so.
JFK. Bring It On. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
That was a good one.
The Gentle Gunman and The Ship That Died of Shame.
Okay.
Richard Attenborough. lot of movies.
That is a lot of fucking movies. Jesus Christ. Fuck, we got like 15 movies there.
That I did pick June 24th. I didn't pick all of June at this time.
All cool. Lots to choose from if you want to buy some 4Ks. I pre-ordered Sinners as well.
Nice.
I know you did. I think that's all I have coming in right now, but doesn't come out till when, July?
July 6th or something.
Oh, that's soon at least. Yeah, I couldn't remember the actual date. Nice. All right. Fuck, this has been a long intro. Let's talk about this
It
movie.
has.
Okay, so like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Bloodsport from 1988. Starting off with the synopsis. Bloodsport follows Frank Dukes, an American martial artist serving in the military, who decides to leave the army to compete in a martial arts tournament in Hong Kong where fights to the death can occur. This movie was directed by Knut Arnold, who did Bloodthirst and Hands of a Stranger, neither of which I've ever heard of, but he's been the assistant director on some pretty big movies. He passed away, I think, in 2000. I think it
Yeah,
was,
2000,
yeah, I think it was 2000. Our cast, we have Jean-Claude Van Damme playing Frank, Donald Gibb playing Jackson, Leah Ayres playing Janice, Forrest Whitaker playing Rollins, and Bolo Young playing Chong Lee.
Chun-Li.
I'm sure you already know or could have guessed it, but this movie was the inspiration for Mortal Kombat.
I didn't, but that makes sense.
They even, I mean, Johnny Cage was based off of Frank Dukes's character.
I knew that the guy that played Jackson looked familiar
Yeah.
when I was watching it, and he
Revenge of the
Revenge of the
Nerds.
Nerds,
That's Ogre.
yeah.
Yeah, this movie, so I don't know, did you see the tags on it? Like the genre tags on IMDb?
No. Well, I have it open now, but go
So
ahead.
it's considered a biography. So Frank Dukes is a real person who claimed to be a CIA operative undercover. He ended up leaving, and he said that he joined this tournament and he basically ran the table in these tournaments and had a 56 knockout streak, and he had the fastest knockout with like 3.02 seconds, and blah 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 blah. So people started looking into it a little bit. Turns out he's a fucking liar.
Because
None of this
like,
shit happened.
did you see the fucking stats at the end of the movie? Like he said, like fastest knockout, like 0.12 seconds, and like fastest punch was like 74 miles per hour or something, or a kick or something. It's like, okay.
So yeah, people looked into it and it turns out like he was in the US Marine Corps Reserve, but he was never posted overseas. The CIA has zero record of him ever working with them. And his brand of martial arts called Duke's Ryu Ninjutsu is completely fabricated, not real at all, not recognized anywhere. So he's just a big fucking liar that used this huge story to get into Hollywood and have this movie made about his life. It's just blows my mind. And so he was the fight coordinator for this movie, and Jean-Claude Van Damme was casted, and he put him through a 3-month training program. And at that point in his life, Van Damme was already a world championship martial artist. Like, this guy had so many awards. He was fucking like top echelon of martial artists. And he said that this training regimen was like the hardest thing he's ever done in his entire life.
Damn.
Yeah. But I just like, I had to get that shit out of there because it blows my mind. Anyways, yeah, we'll get on with the movie.
So it starts out, we're in Hong Kong. We see the fighting arena that where the blood sport takes place. It's kind of a hidden secretive place. And we get right off the bat, we get these guys training for Bloodsport. We get this hilarious montage. There's like one guy has like these chunks of ice like held up by ropes and just like drop kicks them or kicks them. One guy's like has punching boards, and then there's one guy in a tree, just a bunch of coconuts lined up. He just like, acha! It's like, oh my god, man.
It was just like a series of test your mites from Mortal Kombat.
And we meet Jackson. Well, it's his last name. I forget what his first name is, but
I can't remember.
anyway, he goes by Jackson. Big, huge American, and he is going to fight in what they call the Kumite. Kumite.
Kumite,
We get a sick ass song through this whole movie too. It's so bad, but
So
so good.
80s.
So this part I was kind of confused about. So we learned that Frank is a, like you said, he's in the Marine Corps, whatever. And you learn that he's on furlough, which I'm guessing that's like leave or something like that.
Yeah, so once they do a tour, they go on furlough for like a couple weeks kind of thing, just to kind of decompress, I guess you could say, before they go home.
So Frank hurt hears or learns about the blood sport because his I don't know, childhood friend, I don't know, it's kind of a weird story, but basically he hears about this kumite that has happened in Hong Kong and he wants to go to Hong Kong. We kind of learn a bit after this, but his boss in the army hears he's going to Hong Kong. He's like, well, we can't have that. But why is the Marine Corps trying to stop him from going to Hong Kong? Like, it's not like they're in war with Hong Kong.
Doesn't his general say like we can't allow anything to happen to him or something like that?
Like, that's the reason why Rollins and what's his face, the old man, go there, because they're trying to stop him from going to this because they don't want anything to happen to him. But it's like,
Well, these fight tournaments are also illegal, so maybe that's why.
true, I guess.
But I mean, yeah, like why do you care that much?
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't tell in this movie if some of the characters or some of the scenes were voiceovers.
Yeah, there were some weird moments.
Especially at the beginning, like it sounded like Frank was voiceover, and like I don't know,
Yeah.
it's just maybe it's the audio.
They might have done it in a soundstage. You never know. Afterwards. But like even the flashback scene whenever Frank's a kid, right?
Oh
That
man,
was filmed so terribly. It was
that was a bad,
awful.
I don't know if the actor that played young Frank, that's actually how he talks, but like
Oh man.
it sounded bad. So you get a little backstory on Frank and Tanaka and how they kind of became friends. So we get the scene. Frank and his friend, so-called friends, are they break they see the katana in Tanaka's house. So they break into it and are about to steal it, and the two kids run away and they leave Frank there, and Frank has the sword. He's like kind of like, you know, impressed with it and stuff like that, interested in it. And Tanaka comes out and he says, oh, you can't earn a katana from stealing it, you have to earn it. And then his son Shingo comes in and tries to beat the fuck out of Frank.
He just comes out of nowhere, kicks him in the gut.
And Tanaka is like stops him, and then he kind of Mr. Miyagi's him and his goes meets his parents and is like, I want to teach your kid what does he call it, martial science.
Martial science, yeah.
And like his parents are like Belgium and like they don't speak English very well, and he's like, oh yeah, you guys are, I don't know, like whatever, lab scientists, and you learn by being in a lab. And he's like, well, I want to teach him martial science. And one part that made me laugh, and I don't know if this is, I never heard this before, if this is like a slur against white people. But Shingo is getting beat up
Yeah.
on the playground by these kids, and Frank comes up and like just beats the fuck out of them, and then like helps Shingo up, and I forget what he said. I don't know how he says it, but he calls Frank Round Eye. I was like, I've never heard that before. Like,
You've
is
never
that
heard
a
that? Yeah,
no?
that's a slur towards white
Okay,
people.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to work with a guy. He was Vietnamese, and he'd always call me Round Eye.
Okay, I've never heard of
Fuck.
that in my life before.
Just out of nowhere. Fuck you, Round Eye.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, it's not fun. I don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. I don't give a
No,
shit.
yeah, either. But then later on, you learn that Shingo ends up dying. I don't think they say how he dies. Maybe they do.
I don't know if they did or not.
But yeah, he is talking to older Frank now, and Tanaka's basically saying how this is his second family. His first family died in Hiroshima. So then Frank decides, well, I'm gonna train for this Kumite. And we get this montage of Frank training, and it's really terrible because it's Jean-Claude Van Damme pretending to be really bad in martial arts.
This is whenever I texted you. I was like,
Yeah.
man, this is painful to watch because
Yeah.
you know how good he is.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's not a good actor. So just watching him try and be bad at martial arts, just, I don't know.
Then you get kind of like all the old, cliche things like Tanaka's blindfolded and he's trying to beat up Tanaka, and then as he's getting better, Frank is blindfolded and he's like serving tea while blindfolded, and
Yeah.
then he tells them that he wants to go to the Kumite and fight for Tanaka. But I don't think he knows that Tanaka is like a past champion though.
Don't think so, no. 'Cause
Because I
like
think it's a different name that they say at the Kumite, right?
Yeah, 'cause Shingo always wanted to go to it. And I think that's the only reason why Frank wants to go is because he knows that Shingo wanted to go.
What did you think of the torture scene with the trees and the rope?
Torture scene with the
Not
trees
tor
and the
it's not
rope.
torture scene, but whatever. Tanaka like has his limbs like up on the trees, and he's in like the splits,
Oh, yeah. Just
and then
stretching them
Frank
right out.
like he's like gets power pumped up and he ends up like holding himself up.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Man, his fucking split skills are unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean that like that commercial that was like what,
Yeah.
right in
Yeah.
between the two fucking transports or
I forgot about
whatever.
that, yeah.
Tanaka ends up giving Frank a katana. I mean, never ends up using it, but yeah. So now he's in Hong Kong. He ends up on the same bus as Jackson. And talk about a fucking character change. I thought after this scene, I was gonna fucking hate Jackson so much. And he was my favorite character in the movie.
Yeah, he's great. I love him.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's like on the bus and like he's like this big American just drinking beer all the time.
Yeah.
He's like a young lady. He's trying to like hit on her, and Frank is kind of like, "The fuck's this guy doing?"
Yeah. And they bond by playing some shitty arcade game.
Yeah. I think they end up beating each other once, I think, right?
Yeah, in the arcade game. Yeah.
So we meet Janice. She's a reporter. He was trying to find information on the Kumite, and she's not really getting anywhere. Then you find out that the government is trying to find Frank, Rollins, and the other guy. Is it Helmer? I think so. Yeah, Helmer. They're trying to stop Frank from going and joining the Kumite. Frank and Jackson end up getting to the Kumite, and you find out this is run by the Black Dragon Boys, and you need to qualify for it. And I love whenever Frank meets Mr. Lin, who is like an agent gambler kind of guy.
He's so funny, man.
He is. He's like, oh, what's your name? He's like, oh, you Frank? We say Frank Dux.
Yeah.
And then Frank is like, no, like Dukes. He's like, oh, like put up your Dukes. And he takes care of the North American fighters. There's one thing that bugged me about this movie, and kind of took me out of it, is you don't really learn any of the fighters in this movie, like
It's just super quick.
super quick. You barely even see their name, like up on the thing, and like some point, I don't even know who the fuck is fighting, right? That was the big problem with this movie, and I think it really took away from it for me. Because, like, you know, how many North American fighters is there? It'd be cool to see if there's like a Canadian fighter and like a Mexican fighter, but like, yeah.
And the fight scenes were like very short.
I hated like the choreography in
Yeah, it
this, and
wasn't
like the
great.
fighting was like not great, and like I was honestly kind of disappointed. But I mean, it's not a movie that you're fucking picking apart and stuff,
No,
right?
no.
Like,
It's a fun movie to watch, but I agree. Like the fight choreography, I talk about that in my review. It's just like, I don't know, it leaves a lot more to want, I guess. But
yeah, so you meet the kind of the Black Dragon boys who are running it. You can't fight outside of the rain. And Frank tells them that he is Tanaka's son or student, I guess. And I forget what they call Tanaka. They say some other name,
Yeah, I don't
and
remember
they're
either.
like, oh, well, you know the Dim Mak then, the Death Touch. And then he's like, yeah, I do, okay. And then they're like, okay, knock down one of those bricks. Just like a random fucking shelf of
Just pile
bricks
of
just
bricks.
appear out of nowhere. And Mr. Lin is like, okay, do the top one there. So he's like, better do it. Break the top brick. I mean, it seems pretty easy. And then one of the guys, the Black Dragon boys, is like, no, the bottom one. It's like the bottom one, like, I don't know, six maybe bricks on top of it or something like that. I know he does like the. He does like the whole movie does like the calming, like, you know, like fucking hot rod, you know, when he's fucking doing that on the beach there. And so like Jackson's like watching him and he's doing his like motions, and then he like hits the top of the bricks and just the bottom one explodes. None of the other ones even break. And then like
Makes a whole lot of sense.
he's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even really even use that in the fucking fights.
No, never.
It's like, okay, you fucking, I don't know, man.
Doesn't want to kill anybody. That's the death
Yeah.
touch, man.
They have a fucking Andy Samberg made fucking Frank shit his pants.
I'm laughing with a mouthful of beer.
yeah.
Yeah, he did do that. You're right.
Yeah, so after this, doesn't really any fights, I don't think, at this part, but later on, we see Janice again, and she is at the same bar, and we see one of the fighters, Hosen. He's like kind of like a he looks like an Arab guy kind of, and he's trying to like basically take Janice away and, you know, do shit to her, and she's like, no. And then he has like boys there, and then out of nowhere, Frank and I think Jackson might be there too. They come up, and Frank's like, okay, tell you what, we'll play a coin game. And he's like, put this silver coin in your hand, I'll try and take it away. If I can't get it, you get the girl. If I get it from you, then I get to take her on a date. It's like, you know, classic, you know,
Of
Shit.
course.
So, Hussein is like, yeah, okay, all right. And so Frank is like, all right, ready when you are. And he's like, okay, ready. And just like goes to reach it. And the Hussein guy's like, ha, still in my hand. And then Frank's like, does the smug like smile? Look down your hand, opens it up, and it's like a bronze coin or something like
Yeah.
that.
So not only did he steal the silver one, he replaced it with another one.
Yeah.
I love Janice through this whole thing too. She's just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm standing right here,
Yeah.
not agreeing to any of this.
Yeah, exactly. So it's their first qualifying fight day. Actually, no, they're qualified, I think.
Yeah. I think
But
it's
so
like a
then,
round robin almost.
yeah. So Jackson goes up to his room to get Frank, and good old Jean-Claude is just doing the splits randomly in his room, and
Yeah.
Jackson's like, "What are you doing? Come on, we gotta go." He's like, "You might want to have kids one of these days," and so stupid, but
Love that Jackson's even in this tournament because he's not a martial artist whatsoever.
no, but like one of the rules of the Kumite is like the three rules to win is you knock someone out, you throw someone out, or they go outside of the ring, which obviously he does a couple times because he's just so
Yeah.
fucking big. And the other one is your opponent gives up
Nice.
and says Tom A, right? Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think
Tom
that's what it
A or
is.
something like that, yeah.
Matt.
Matt.
Mate. Mate
Mate,
or
yeah,
Matt.
that's what it
Yeah.
was, yeah.
Or they die.
Yeah,
Which
yeah.
happens.
Yeah. So yeah, this tournament happens every 5 years. And fighters like within different ranks. That's why I kind of wish like there's more to this, right?
Yeah, because this movie's fairly short. Like, I think it's only an hour and a half. So, like,
Yeah.
tack on an extra 15, 20 minutes
Yeah.
and just
Yeah.
give us like a little bit longer fights and a little bit more knowledge of the fighters.
Yeah. But I do have to say, Chun-Li may be one of my favorite villains in an action movie.
He's sick, man.
Like, I think I wanted to watch a few more of this actor. His name is Bolo Yeung or
Yeah.
Yang. He says no word. Oh, he says maybe a couple lines.
Yeah.
His look is so cool.
His facial
He his
expressions.
facial expressions, he's fucking massive
Yeah.
too. Like, oh man, yeah.
He was a martial artist first and then he got into bodybuilding after. But
Yeah.
he was really good friends with Bruce Lee and he's actually the villain in
Okay.
Enter the Dragon.
Oh, okay.
Where he's one of the villains,
He
yeah.
kind of reminds me of the guy off of Train to Busan a little bit, like the big guy in Train to Busan.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But yeah, I Chun-Li is so cool, man. Yeah, so we see a couple of fights. First fight is like this really, really small guy. He ends up winning his fight. Then Jackson is fighting another skinny guy, and at a few points I thought like people were dying, but I guess they're just getting knocked out. Like I thought Jackson killed this guy, but I don't think he did. I think he just knocked him out.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, like none of the fights are memorable except for like three, maybe two or three, but like they're all really, really short. The choreography is really bad. Like you can clearly see that guys are not getting hit. Like, they're like, you can see the kicks and the punches like inches away from their face. Like, I don't know. Yeah. And then after Jackson's fight, he calls out Chun-Li.
Which is wild.
I forget what he says, but
Yeah.
yeah. And Chun-Li's fight is up next. He is the current champ. He has never lost. And in his last tournament, he ended up killing a guy.
Yep.
He ends up choking this one guy out, The guy's unconscious, and then he just decides to smash him in the head for no reason.
He's just a prick.
He is. So then we get Frank versus Hosen. Another like weird fight. Oh, in Chun Li's fight, he sets the world record for fastest knockout. I think it was like 14 seconds. And then Frank's fight, a very weird fight, because like 5 seconds in, Husan decides to drop and like play dead. And then Frank is like, okay. And then Husan is not down, ends up like getting up, but then Frank like kicks him in the face or something like that and knocks him out, sets the world record again, 12 seconds. And then it cuts to Chun Li, and like his face, he's like,
Yeah, he's pissed.
And then we just get like a really long montage of all these fights of the guys, and like you don't even know who's fighting. Like there's this guy with a weird fighting style who's like crawling around on all fours,
Oh,
and
yeah.
then the song that plays throughout the whole movie is like Kumite, Kumite, Kumite. So after these opening fights, the cops end up finding Frank and Jackson, and they got the biggest fucking tasers I've ever seen in my life.
Oh man, they're huge. They look like fucking paddles.
But then like Jackson ends up tackling them both just to let Frank and get away, and they're like kind of like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
I don't understand how like he gets away with it. Like he just tackled two federal agents.
Because I don't think like they can actually arrest people though,
No?
because they're just trying to get him back to the States, right?
Now maybe they're not like cops then.
They must work for the Marine Corps or something.
Maybe, yeah.
But like they're chasing like Frank like around the whole long column, and like I don't know, it's a very weird chase. Like Frank is like playing with them, and I
Yeah.
don't know. He ends up getting away, and then he ends up having dinner with Janice. And then, like our last movie, they meet each other for 5 minutes, and then instantly fall in love and have sex and
Yep.
have dinner, and yeah.
That's the way it happens, man.
Yep. And then Janice ends up getting into the fights by being acting undercover, even though she looks exactly the same.
The
And
exact same, yeah.
I love that she pulls out the recorder like in the middle of it and is
Yeah.
just like talking. It's like, okay, like clearly people can see you.
Yeah.
We see another Chun Li fight. He is just fucking with this guy, beats him, and then just decides to step on his leg and break his leg, and his bone goes right through his leg.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Then we see another big guy named like I don't know, Palermo or something like that. It's like
Can't
this
remember his
giant,
name.
giant big guy, and like has like shorts on. But he, I
That's so random.
don't know. It was like these weird, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's fighting the guy, I think, that is like goes around on all fours. And the guy's like just jumping up and like punching him, and then like the guy like jumps up and the guy grabs him and just fucking breaks his back. That was sick.
Yeah, is there weight classes in this? There must not be.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
And then Frank ends up fighting, I think, that big guy in the semi finals.
Does Frank fight
No.
him?
No.
He goes right to Chong Li, doesn't he?
No, he does fight him.
Does he fight him?
Yeah, because he ends up punching them in the nuts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I guess, anything goes, right? And then we get Chun Li versus Jackson. Chun Li ends up winning. Go ahead.
I thought I, yeah, you said Frank fights the big guy.
Like, not Chun Li, but Frank
No,
fights
no,
the. Yeah,
the
yeah.
big, yeah, I was
Yeah.
thinking Jackson in my mind.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's why, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chun-Li fights Frank, or not Frank. He does later, but
Sorry.
spoiler. Jackson, and Chun-Li ends up winning, and he ends up almost killing Jackson. He knocks him out. And Jackson's pretty fucked up from it. Ends up in the hospital.
It's so frustrating, man, because Jackson had him.
Yeah.
Jackson was
Yeah.
beating the shit out of this guy.
He was.
And then
Yeah.
he decides to be an asshole and starts like fist pumping and like gloating and I don't know, he's
Yeah,
just
because he's like, I got him, I got him.
yeah, like just
Yeah.
shut up, man, finish him off.
Yeah, exactly. So now it's going to be the semifinals. But before that, we have to see Frank going up in random places around Hong Kong doing the splits, you know.
Yeah, it's fucking
The cops end up finding Frank. They're chasing him through like the where the kumite is, and because they convince the cop Shen to help them find Frank. They get there, they have like giant ass tasers, and there's all these cops there, and Frank grabs like this giant serving plate or something, I don't know.
Oh man, this part was so stupid.
And he deflects the taser into the two cops standing there.
See, this is a serving tray scene that should have been cut from a movie, not the scene from the transporter.
You know what is crazy? I just realized
What?
we the last three action movies we did have all had serving trays
The
and
last three?
deflections. Yeah.
This one,
Yeah.
transporter.
And Batman.
Oh shit, you're right. Yeah. That's fucking funny. And then, like, a while back, we did Triple X where there's another scene with one.
With serving trays? That's
I don't
crazy.
know. Yeah.
That's funny.
I feel like we should maybe buy some to have
I
in our
mean,
house.
sure, yeah.
Well, you never know. You might have to deflect a bullet
Yeah, I think the ones I have are glass or wood, so that might not work very well.
or a rocket.
Yeah.
Never know. World War III's coming, man.
Yeah. So Frank agrees. Somehow he convinces the cops to let him fight in this.
Yeah.
And they decide, oh, we'll join in and watch Frank fight.
Yeah.
Because Frank says, no, I got to do this. Oh, come on the plane with you guys back after. Like,
Yeah, just let me finish this off.
yeah. So they get front row seats, and Rollins is loving it.
Yeah.
But then at the end of it, they're both like right into it.
Fist bumping and clapping and
Yeah. Yeah. Because he says, I'll meet you at the airport tomorrow. Yeah. So Frank is fighting a guy named Paco, I think his name is.
Yeah.
Kind of like Russian a bit. They're having like a kicking contest against each other. It's back and forth, just smashing their legs.
That guy's a legit kickboxer or something, like a world class.
I can see
And
that.
they
He
actually
kind
made
of.
him,
No, go ahead.
they actually made him like tone it down for the movie.
I could tell because like his stance was like he was like this.
Yeah.
At the beginning, he's like to Frank.
Yeah.
And Frank goes up to give him the knuckles, and the guy
Yeah.
just fucking kicks him or something like that. Yeah, Frank obviously wins. Then we get Chun Li versus a guy named Chuan or Chain or something like that. Pretty close fight. But then yeah, Chun Li just kills him.
Yep.
And this
He
guy
snaps
has
his neck, doesn't he? Yeah, it's the
he
guy who
does,
snaps his
yeah.
neck.
But like, man, Chun Li just has so much fucking aura to him. Like, after he kills the guy, the Black Boy War, Black Dragon Boys, they have like some statue behind them, so they all turn around and like kind of like paying their respects to the guy that died, and the whole audience like gets up and they're like facing him. Chun Li's in the middle, like, what the fuck? And he's like, you know,
Yeah.
like, ah, fuck this guy. Like,
Like he wants people to cheer for him because he won
yeah,
the fight, but
yeah,
it's like you just killed a man.
yeah,
Like nobody's
exactly.
cheering for you right now.
He didn't have to, like, he won the
No.
fight, right?
Yeah. The guy
But,
was done.
yeah, yeah, so now it's the finals. And why did they raise the floor for the final fight? Like, I didn't understand that.
Yeah, the two sides, right? Like,
Yeah, they raise up. It's kind of like a ramp almost.
I don't know. Make it more difficult, maybe? I don't
I
know.
guess. Yeah. What do you think of the final fight?
I liked it. I thought it was cool. It was kind of like a cool callback to his training with Tanaka with the blindfold. Like, I like that he was able to use that training in the in a fight, because he gets blinded. But man, Van Damme's acting in this fight, so terrible. So fucking bad. And the look on his face the whole time, I was just like, I want to punch you in the face. It's terrible. But yeah, what's his name? Chong Li, he puts like a salt tablet or something in his belt, and then he, whenever he starts losing, he throws that in Frank's eyes and it blinds
Yeah, he like
Frank.
ends up like crushing his hand and then blowing in his face.
Yeah.
Which like
Is that not disqualification?
that's what I thought, like, but I don't know. Yeah, I did really like the last fight. Like, I do like the callback to his like training, but it just brings down Chun Li so fucking much that a guy that is blind, you can't fucking beat him.
That's true, yeah.
You know, like, he's this badass who fucking kills people. He's the past champion.
Like, it would have been cool if they did like a full scene where it's just like Chong Li trying to like fucking fuck him up with his feet and his hands, like quick punches, and then Van Damme's just like fucking blocking them all and shit. You know what I mean? But it was like one slow punch, one slow kick, one slow punch, one slow kick, and it's just, yeah. And then at one point, Van Damme jumps over him. Just like, it's, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I want to see some Ong Bak type fights in this movie.
Yeah, exactly. But then Frank ends up winning. He ends up making Chun Li say mate
Yeah.
to conceive.
Conceive.
Well, give up, whatever.
Concede.
Oh yeah. That
Conceive, is he
would be a
pregnant?
way different movie. Yeah, so Frank ends up winning. And then we see the two cops. They are at the airport and they're waiting for Frank. They're like, God, this guy fucking did it again. He lied to us. And then out of nowhere, Frank's like, hey, you guys comment or what? And then they look back and Frank's like up on the plane.
Yeah.
That motherfucker. And then we see Janice pull up and she gets up on the plane with him.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they end up leaving and then yeah, that's pretty much it, and has the end credits all the stuff about the real Frank Dux and all of his stats and yeah. Anything else?
No.
Alrighty. Well, that's the way the blood splatters.
Okay.
There's a little bit of it. I mean,
Yeah, a little bit.
movie named Bloodsport. I wish there would have been a bit more,
Yeah,
but
there wasn't a whole lot, was there?
no.
All right. How did you rate this movie?
So this was another tough one to rate. I gave it a 2 out of 5.
Okay.
From a critic's eye, not a good movie at all.
Yeah.
Acting terrible, choreography terrible, music terrible. But it's a fun, stupid movie that, throw on in the background when you're playing poker, hanging with your boys or something like
Yeah.
that, right?
Yeah.
Just have a good time. Like, it's ridiculous. But I love the characters in it. Jackson was awesome. Chun Li, one of my favorite villains in an action movie. Yeah, I want to watch more Van Damme movies because I don't really think I've seen any really except for this one. But
Oh, really?
yeah,
Okay.
like it's
There's
probably
some good ones.
been a long time. Yeah, so 2 out of 5.
All right. I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
So the acting's so goddamn bad in this movie that like a lot of it is laughable. Like the facial expressions and some of the dialogue. Obviously we've already talked about it, but the fight choreography wasn't great. Like some of it was really good, and then some of it was really bad.
Yeah.
But like if I was rating this on pure enjoyment, I would probably put it at like a 4 out of 5. It's
Yeah.
just, I don't know. Yeah, like you said, it's just one that you can throw on. Yeah, it's enjoyable, has a lot of charm. It also made Van Damme the action star that he is now, or I guess he's kind of semi-retired now, but
Yeah.
he was fucking huge, man. He went on a run for a while. So yeah. Plus, I mean, it fucking sparked Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, 50 Cent just confirmed that he's going to play Balrog in the new Street Fighter movie.
No way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Which also is kind of funny. I'm just thinking about it now. Van Damme was in this movie, which inspired Mortal Kombat, but then he was also in the Street Fighter live action movie back in the 90s,
That's true.
which was dog shit.
I haven't seen it, so.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
All
But anyways, yeah, 3 out of 5 for me on this.
right.
And you guys know our scores, so we'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: this is where it all began for the muscles from Brussels. But beyond Van Damme's athleticism, Bloodsport is a cliched, virtually plotless exercise in action movie recycling, going for the jugular.
Damn.
So based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
31.
It was higher than that. 48%.
Okay.
And that's on 29 reviews. The audience score was a 74%
Wow.
on 50,000 ratings and an average score of 3.9 out of 5 or a 7.8.
Damn.
Yeah, quite the difference.
Letterboxd has a 3.4 out of 5. People love this movie, man.
It's good.
Anthony gave it a 3 out of 5. The other people have logged this. Nope. That's it.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time for our
cunning stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
I'll give it, it's tough because like it's so bad, but I'll go with 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10. Okay.
I don't know. 2 or 3 out of 10. Just hover around there.
All right.
Very, very disappointed in the choreography of this movie, and the fighting was not great. I do think that the characters and look of them was cool, but yeah, just disappointed in the
Okay.
fighting.
That's fair.
Favorite stunt. I'll do Frank doing the splits in between the trees when he's tied up
Yeah.
and pulls himself up.
All
Like,
right.
that's cool.
Fucker. All right.
And stunt I would like to try. Doing splits on a couple chairs.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
You
let's go with
done
that.
having kids then, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
According to Jackson. My stunts, I give it a 5 out of 10. Like the fight choreography is not great, but everyone still did their own stunts in their own fight scenes, so
Okay.
I don't know. Figured right down the middle. Be all right. My favorite stunt, I also said Van Damme splits. That's
Nice.
why, I was like, fuck sakes. Thought I was doing something different. Stunt I would want to try, just going into a martial arts tournament and hammer fisting the fuck out of people like Jackson does.
Okay, all
That's how
right.
he won his first fight. Just fuck, oh, bow.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, that wraps it up. What's our next movie?
So our next movie, I also pre-ordered Sinners and this movie that
All
I'm
right,
about to
yeah.
pick. Is going to be our newest movie we've done on either podcast. And that is 2025's Warfare.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's on Prime Video now as of last week.
I
So,
just saw it on there.
yeah.
I was actually going to watch it over the weekend.
I know. I was hoping he wouldn't, to be honest. Well, actually, it doesn't really matter at this point. But yeah. Yeah.
All right,
So.
cool. Yeah. That's Will Poulter, right?
Yeah, he's in it. A couple other guys, too. Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Another war movie.
Yes, sir.
Beauty. All right. Well, yeah. In the meantime, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Shoot us a DM if you want to talk, if you have movie suggestions, if you don't like our takes on stuff. We will accept any and all criticism. Maybe not any and all, but
No, we'll meet them in the
that's right. And fucking hammer fists on them.
kumite.
All right.
Cool. All right, guys. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Bye.